This is the Multimedia Men Podcast, number 33.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon, good evening, no matter what time you're listening to this. Our one listener.
Who's our one listener?
Well, I don't know yet.
Chris Gore.
My mother, probably.
Oh, sweet.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway.
Hello.
Gotti Yelkon.
Hi, Brian's mother.
Yes. And Adam Conway.
Hi, homeless guy that on
radio. What a nice guy.
We are all here Sunday morning. Everybody's eating, except for me. and we're having a good show so far.
I think it kind of sucks.
So far, do you think so?
No, it was
well, your choices sucked last
My
time.
Choices were good. I was the only one who gave women some credit in comedian.
I came in at
y'all
the end.
Y'all are some sexist comedian haters.
We are the multimedia.
Where's Gwen Reyes when we need her? On a plane.
On a plane? In a train?
She's in a box.
Automobile.
She's leading?
She's in a box.
She's our over 50 demographic.
She's the head that's in that thing that they bring to Brad Pitt.
What's in the box?
She's in the sequel to Nonstop with Liam Neeson.
We miss Gwen because we're missing out on our over 50 demographic here, so we'll get it there next week, maybe.
You said it.
I said it. Good. So here's our 33 segment of In the News.
Good.
Our In the News segment, 33, where we discuss all things cool related to film, TV, music, video games, comic books, and anything else we can think of. And then since next week is May, we are going to give you some cool releases as far as video games, new movie releases, Blu-rays, comics and music, records, that you can spend your good hard-earned money on for the month of May. So I will start out. I've got video game news. Only a couple bits of video game news here. So if you bought the PlayStation 4 or if you haven't bought it yet, you might have heard or you might have realized that the PlayStation 4... The PlayStation 4...
Where are we?
Is that a Jackie Chan movie?
Yes, PlayStation 4. The PlayStation 4 did not come with the ability to play MP3s.
What?
No MP3 playback. PlayStation 3 did. Xbox did. PlayStation 4 did not. It pissed off a lot of people. But now they're thinking that with the next big update, which is next week or the week after, they're going to add the MP3 support.
Yes.
Which is pretty crazy. And then some really interesting news, which is going to be a documentary series or something like that, or a made-for-TV series. Back when the Atari, one of the first game systems, came out back in the late 70s, early 80s, it was rumored that somebody actually buried in the desert in New Mexico a bunch of video games.
Can we talk about this like that a couple weeks ago? But
oh.
Keep going.
Well, they actually unearthed it. They found them all. They found all the old E.T. video games.
They actually found them?
They did.
Wow. They proved the urban legend.
Yes, they did.
That's hilarious.
As part of the documentary, which will be coming out, yeah.
Yeah, so they actually... We did talk about that they were looking... But yeah, they actually did find all of them. So they were... How cool of a documentary is that? We're going looking for...
Yeah.
Why did they bury these games? Why did they do that? Was it just like to get rid of them because they...
They were so bad.
So bad? Why did you bury them? Like, keep them?
And it was in a huge landfill in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's going to be a pretty cool TV documentary to keep your eye out for, because it's just cool. And the game was basically E.T. based off the movie in 1983.
I just want to know why it was considered the worst game. Like, what was so bad about the game?
Well, I think you think of Atari and you probably think of Pong. Yeah. But, like, the E.T. version of that, like, it had to... I mean, it was less than what? Was it 8-bit or is it less than 8-bit?
Yeah, I think it was 8-bit.
8-bit? That's probably terrible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to get one of these on your hands now would probably be awesome. But, yeah, those were the video game news. Are we going to do... Should I do releases as well?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
If you want.
Tell us what's happening.
All right, so if you're into video games, here's some... video game releases you can look forward to in the month of May. Mario Golf World Tour for the 3DS, if you're looking for that. If you're a baseball fan, MLB 14, the show, if you're into the baseball stuff. Big game, Wolfenstein, The New Order, for every system. So if you want to go
kill Nazis,
yes,
that's what we're talking about. Later, we got Secret of Wolfenstein.
Some Nazis.
And those Nazis just won't die, you know.
Yeah.
There's a game called Transistor coming out as well. There's Watch Dogs, which is finally coming out. And Mario Kart 8, which will probably be the big release.
Isn't Watch Dogs already being turned into a movie?
Yes, it is. So, pretty big. Wolfenstein and Mario Kart 8 will probably be the biggest ones.
Where's that new Duke Nukem game they've been promising for 15
years? Where's Half-Life 2 coming out? They've been promising that for 20 years.
Yes.
So, and then I'll move on to Blu-ray releases as well, since I usually tend to write for HighDefDigest.com, where we write about Blu-rays and movies. For the month.
Oh, really?
Tell us more.
I thought it was
I didn't know you did that, bro.
I didn't know you did that. .com.
.org?
.org, no, .com. HighDefDigest.com. Some of the Blu-ray releases you can expect from May are some excellent ones. Criterion is releasing Ace in the Hole.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. They're finally releasing Steven Spielberg's slave movie, Amistad. They are releasing...
As a video game?
As a video game, no. It's a Blu-ray release.
Oh, okay.
I Love Lucy.
What kind of game would that be? Survive the boat.
And survive the whips and shack.
Plagues and rats and nuts and sands. I have...
Navigate the seas? I don't know. We're just getting...
I've got dysentery.
Of course.
Ayo.
You need to find some oranges because you have a lack of vitamin C.
Operation Human Shield my ass. All right. I Love Lucy Season 1 is finally coming to high-definition Blu-ray.
Is it going
to
be in color as well as black and white?
I don't know.
They have been colorizing some. That looks really creepy to see them in color.
In color? They might be. Speaking of Tom Hanks' Bachelor Party...
Is it a definitive Blu-ray or a bare bones?
I want to say there's probably a couple extras.
I want to see how they did the donkey scene is basically what I'm saying.
I don't think they'll have that on there. I don't think it's an all-inclusive one. I think it's just they're finally releasing
I think those
it.
Are real drugs and a real donkey that died.
That's true. I think so. Blazing Saddles 40th anniversary Blu-ray. I'm not sure what is coming new on it, but when they released Spaceballs again, there was like one extra on it.
Well, the old Blazing Saddles Blu-ray had like the Black Bart pilot.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
They might, Mel Brooks might introduce it or might do a 20-minute interview of it, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And then since Godzilla is going to be released in May, most of the Godzilla movies are coming out. Godzilla vs. that, Godzilla vs. that. You know, they're all coming out on Blu-ray.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
most of the Godzilla movies, minus the 1998 one. Memphis Belle fans, Memphis Belle is coming out on Blu-ray.
Is that the show with Jason Lee?
No.
That's Memphis Blue. Sorry, I'm way off.
Memphis Belle. It was the plane movie. Revenge of the Nerds is finally getting on Blu-ray treatment.
Finally.
Not the We've Got Bush edition. That
hope
got,
so.
Yeah, that didn't that get canned when they released it on DVD because of President Bush? Something like that.
Oh.
Son of Batman, which is the animated movie.
Cool. Damien Al Ghul.
Another Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal. Spielberg, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Underrated movie, Diego Luna.
He built that whole set in a warehouse.
And then filmed the rest of it. And
Who was the guy that...
They went the to guy, the airport.
That
the
guy.
The guy thing?
Kumar?
Kumar, yeah.
Kumar Patel, who passed away.
Yes. The Veronica Mars movie's come out on Blu-ray.
Already? Wow.
Yep. And Weekend at Bernie's, Blu-ray, high definition, hooray.
Weekend at Bernie's.
We've also got...
I just want them to do a remake to see what... See how they could possibly do it nowadays.
Would be awesome. We'll have to recast that.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
One of our favorite movies of, I guess you could say this year since it was released this year, but it was nominated for Oscars last year and won an Oscar. Her. Her with Joaquin Phoenix.
I can't wait.
That's coming out on Blu-ray.
Hopefully it has some behind-the-scenes stuff.
I think it will.
Because, you know, they did releases of Wolf of Wall Street and American Hustle both had almost no...
Two things, yeah.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black Season 1 will be out. Overlord Criterion Collection is coming out. Eastbound and Down Season 4. Gotti's favorite movie, I, Frankenstein. WrestleMania 30 is coming out on Blu-ray. Like Someone in Love on Criterion. 3 Days to Kill, Pompeii. The Rob Zombie zombie horror picture show is coming out on Blu-ray. Monuments Men, which Red River Criterion, The Doctor Who Adventures in Space and Time is finally coming out on Blu-ray.
Nice.
And they're re-releasing Life Aquatic, but this time on Blu-ray and Criterion. So every Wes Anderson will finally be on Blu-ray Criterion, except for the recent one. So yeah, it's a fairly decent. I think it's a smaller release, but. Her's definitely going to sell. Veronica Mars will probably sell. And Son of Batman, I think.
Wait, is Moonrise Criterion? I thought they haven't done the Criterion for Moonrise Kingdom yet.
Moonrise Kingdom is... Oh, no, that's not.
Yeah.
It is definitely a focus feature one.
Yeah.
You're right. But it's Blu-ray. It'll happen soon.
It will.
So, yeah, those are video games and Blu-ray releases. Let's go to Adam with music news.
Adam! Here's music news. Let's see... What do you think?
For any of those people who saw the Parks and Rec season 6 finale, there was an actual epic music extravaganza. You know,
yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, you
did
had
it all happen.
Yeah, they had the Decemberists, like you said, and also Yola Tango, and also the guy Jeff Tweedy from who was the Wilco frontman actually was part of a fake band called Land Ho.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty hilarious. And also, you finally got to see Genuine perform.
Genuine!
Ride the pony.
That guy.
But yeah, it's, it was a great season finale. I don't know, you probably might talk about it on TV. But yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good. Let's go on. Pete Townsend also has a new song that he wrote specifically for the spy drama The Americans on FX. Which I guess is going to premiere on the finale. It's called "It Must Be Done," and it's his first original song he's ever done for a TV show. So that's kind of cool. So if you like The Americans, keep it on. Keep an ear out for it. Let's see. Any fans of the DJ Tiesto should be pleasantly. Shocked that he's actually releasing a new album. It's been 5 years, and it's called A Town Called Paradise, and it's set to be released in June. So, all you Tiesto fans.
Yeah, well, I think he just released
this great news.
Yeah.
It's a new single from that album.
Well, yeah, do you know what the name of the single is?
Yeah, give me a second, I'll tell you.
But yeah, he says it's like basically dance has been reinvented 5 times since his last album, so he's hoping people like what he puts out.
Nice.
Then also this past weekend we had a record store day, and the sales are in, and sales were up 58% from last year's record store day.
58?
Yeah.
Damn.
And
where do you now?
Yeah, and then they also said there was the independent stores saw a 91% increase in sales overall compared to the week before.
You're kidding.
So yeah, so that was pretty good. And Billboard top vinyl LPs for that week ended up being number one was Childish Gambino's LP because the internet. Followed by Afghan Whigs, Notorious B.I.G., Bruce Springsteen.
Afghan Whigs is a band that went away, came back.
So that's surprising that they're number two. Charles Gambino, I guess, because he has such a cult following.
Does anybody really like Donald Glover?
Apparently, a lot of people do.
What's wrong with Donald Glover?
You don't like Donald Glover? I like Danny Glover.
Oh. Hey, I like Donald Glover.
Hey, Rick.
He's good. He's a great comedian. Yeah.
Funny guy.
Troy.
Hater.
Also, the top vinyl singles for this week, Nirvana was number one with its Penny Royalty, followed by Flaming Lips and Devo's Side by Side of Gates of Steel, as well as Cure and Dinosaur Jr. Side by Side of Just Like Heaven.
That's great.
Moving on, RZA has given an ultimatum to Raekwon, basically giving him 30 days to agree to the new terms for a new Wu-Tang Clan album. Otherwise, he'll be left out.
Speaking of Wu-Tang,
yeah, what about
somebody associated with Wu-Tang, right?
Is that me?
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Is that Homer Simpson?
What? No, I'm on mute.
You got somebody's phone just went off.
What about Wu-Tang? What's your news?
Somebody close to Wu-Tang, didn't he, chop off his dick and jump out a window?
I'm sorry, tell that story.
Yeah, I have no idea. What the no idea.
Where'd that come from?
A rapper associated with Wu-Tang, thought he had mental disorder, and while people were in the apartment with him, he cut off his dick and then jumped out a window.
Okay.
Don't remember who
we'll post that on our Facebook.
When he did video of that coming soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I love it.
Final piece of music news. Just in time for Earth Day, Portugal the Man has partnered with the National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute to release a limited edition run of 400 records to raise awareness for the critically endangered Sumatran tigers. It's aptly called Sumatran Tiger and is only available by being sent a copy by him to 400 people he thought were, relevant enough to obtain it. So mostly people who work in the zoo and in for the Biological Institute. So if you wanted a copy, you're probably not going to find one. And he said he's not going to release the full version online. So whenever the records fade away, so will the song. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Cool.
It's very eccentric. 400 people have that. That's great.
So hopefully if you were one of the lucky ones, you could probably sell that on eBay for a large amount of money.
Because I'm sure all the people that work at the zoo just love.
Yeah, because they pretty much all volunteer, so they don't make any money. So, yeah. As for music releases for May, on May 6th, we have Lily Allen releasing her new album called Jesus. We have...
Jesus?
Yes,
is it,
close.
Is it his sister, Jesus?
No. They also have Atmosphere releasing Southsiders. Leaky Lee finally is releasing her album, I Never Learn. We also have Nelly Merchant releasing Nelly Merchant.
Never Learn.
Never Learn.
Self-titled. Yes. We have the Toon Yards releasing Nicky Knack.
I don't know what Toon Yards are.
I think they're trying to be
they're really good.
Yeah.
I like Toon Yards. They're all over XM radio.
Yes.
Get into the hipster culture already.
We have Paper Cuts releasing Life Among the Savages. And those are the relevant ones for May 6th. On May 13th, we have Tori Amos coming out with her most awaited album, Unrepentant Heraldines.
Looking forward to a Tori Amos
album. We also have probably the biggest release on that week is the Black Keys finally released Turn Blue.
Really?
Yeah.
First two songs have been okay.
For all you Chromeo fans, there's a new album by him called White Woman.
White woman.
Yeah. I don't know what those songs will be about. Probably white women. But we'll find that.
Quite right. Okay.
You also have Guided by Voices releasing Cool Planet. It's, not bad.
Great review from Adam Conley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Then on May 20th, you have the R.T. Bronson Outfit releasing their Wild Crush album.
Say releasing again?
Releasing.
Releasing. Hello?
Rehashing. We also have Coldplay releasing their new album, Ghost Stories, where they're basically songs about Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's rocky road to divorce, or what was it, conscious uncoupling?
Do you know how I know you're gay?
What?
You listen to Coldplay.
All the time.
It's a 40-year-old.
You also have Connor Oberst's Upside Down Mountain, which is supposed to be pretty good. He actually had a side-by-side with Dawes for Record Store Day. And then on May 27th, we have Robin releasing her new album, Do It Again. As well as Sam Smith, who's blowing up the charts all over the place with his self-titled debut, Sam Smith.
Sweet.
Sam Smith. And those are the, you know, the important ones. Actually, there's also Hercules and the Love Affair, if you are into that guy.
And no soundtracks are being released with
you? No.
Damn. That's bullshit.
Maybe, but I didn't. I don't care about re-releases.
Jack White has been releasing songs from his new album.
I only focus on new releases.
Online.
Oh, but yeah. iTunes. So that's music news for now. I'll be back with movie news later. Let's throw it over to
Gotti.
Gotti with
comic book news. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Are
you ready?
I'm ready.
Go do it, son.
You got it. Okay. So right now is the big C2E2 thing that's going down. You know, comics. Yeah.
No idea what it is.
Google it. Fuck y'all. Y'all know.
What is comic? What is
that new character in Star Wars?
It's another big Comic Con, essentially. And
C2E2.
Everyone's there. Marvel has released a lot of information about 2015, the 75th anniversary. So they're planning a lot of memorable collector covers.
Yeah, Alex Ross is doing a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, so there's a whole series of them. And Alex is all there. Everyone's out there. The other kind of interesting news from them is they're doing a documentary movie series.
Ooh.
About the artists and writers, but also just about the legacy and history of Marvel. And so that's kind of going to be their big endeavor. And they'll start releasing those as part of next year's big festivities all year long. Like, I think they're looking at two or three being released and then continuing as a documentary thing that they do from here on out.
Because they just actually released that documentary about the Marvel Cinematic Universe that they played in front of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV.
That was what gave them the impetus to create the new department or whatever.
That's cool.
So that's going to become a thing for them. So that's really cool that they're opening up a whole new avenue, and it could open up comics even more. So that's really cool. I've written so much, I can barely read my writing. A couple of cool things. I know we're going to talk about Star Wars, but this is sort of news from that same thing. There's a big issue in the Star Wars community right now whether the expanded universe will continue with the movies or won't continue with the movies. Will it be separate? What happens to Luke and his story?
So,
Darth Vader's story?
Is this like super? Is this like the comic book guy?
Yeah. Where do we go? Is the expanded universe part of the movies? Is Disney involved? There's new books.
They announced that the script is not based off the EU.
Exactly. So that's the big news, that the movies will be separate. The expanded
universe
is continuing. They released three new covers, I'm not sure if it's the Timothy Zahn's, whatever the hell he's been working on. He was kind of the first one to write the first expanded universe that became a big hit, and it created a whole industry of over 150 new novels, and there's like 45 novelists since Timothy. So that'll keep going on without the movies being connected at all. So other than just being Star Wars characters.
Is there any slash fiction being
written? Well, the graphic novels are becoming kind of the pick of choice. But
so forget your fan fiction that you write.
Yeah, obviously.
Star Wars erotica with Gotti Elkon.
It's so cool. Star Wars erotica.
Jabba the Hutt in his tangent.
Jabba the Hutt fan fiction.
Only Jabba the Hutt fan
fiction. There's a market for that.
Dirty
market. Let's not forget.
Speaking of that crazy laughter, the Joker's back.
Oh.
Scott Snyder came out to the fest or the con thing, C2E2, and what did he have? A giant Joker mask that looked evil as shit. And essentially, he always conceived his story of the Joker to be a two-parter. It just took him forever to finalize the second version, but he's essentially coming back in this new series of. Is it more graphic novel than comic? I'm not sure. I don't know if it's.
Well, he does it in, like, you know, arcs, like big arcs.
But they're not
Thanks, fan. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll.
Well, while he was away, I guess he had. I guess he introduced Joker's daughter.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But this will finish off the whole story, and he supposedly made it really evil and.
Because I know he's doing a Batman Year Zero right now with like the Riddler and stuff.
So. This will kind of close out his little
run.
His little mini run that he's had going, which is really cool.
He's really good.
He's got some cool ideas. Also, Green Hornet number one full issue came out. Mark Watts.
Wade?
That's how you say it?
Mark Wade.
I don't read Green Hornet. I don't know Green Hornet, but it seemed sound like a big deal. So.
Is it Green Hornet?
Green Hornet. Would I say Green Wave?
No. Well, there's Green Arrow is a big
No, Green Hornet. Like, the friggin' Bruce Lee was his buddy.
Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing that first issue. Why are y'all giving me the looks?
Gotti's not sure of himself.
Another cool one, Gareth Ennis.
His big
Ennis. He's got Colonel Nick Fury.
Dick Fury?
Yeah.
What is going on right now?
He said Dick Fury.
This is Colonel.
Colonel.
Is it Colonel?
It's a new Nick Fury. Wow.
It's called My War Gone. It's the white guy?
Yeah, yeah, with white hair. It's old.
He was upgraded from Sergeant.
But it's his. It's like his old stories, but it's going to be something.
Colonial Nick Fury?
Colonial. And that's about it for news. I got more releases coming.
Do you want the releases?
Yeah,
releases now.
The bitches. Since Monks from Town, I went a little Asian theme and found out there is a comic release called Deadly Hands of Kung Fu.
Is Mike Benson. But is that the one guy from...
The one guy that did that one time in that place.
Over there.
No, the guy. What's his name now? I can't remember.
You know that guy.
Marvel Universe. The guy who's part of the Avengers, getting his own spinoff series.
No. I'll get there. I'm getting there.
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. You're talking Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, I'm not, but go ahead.
Oh, well, Guardians of the Galaxy Star-Lord is getting his own comic.
I think it's like Shang Li, the Master of Kung Fu.
Yeah. Shang Li's in England is what Deadly Hands of Kung Fu. I'm glad you know who the hell Shang Li is.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great story, but...
Thanks.
Essentially, Shang Li...
He's an Avenger.
So, the Avenger Shang Li will now be in England. And there's your story, Deadly Hands of Kung Fu.
Thank you. It feels like this whole thing is nosedive into the mountain.
We still got plenty to go.
Let's regroup.
No, we're good. We're good.
Please continue.
George Romero's Empire of the Dead, the final chapter. It's
Brian
the
already
fifth
bought that.
Of the fifth.
That's true.
Well, zombies versus vampires, since Romero's still writing, it's quality. I hope you do have it.
You're getting Brian really aroused right now. So
I know. That's why I'm telling the story.
You're walking
a line. Oh, God, there it is.
It's funny. To go along with Avengers Thanos, they're redoing his arc with Jim. What's
Adam
his name? Warlock? No, who's the writer on the Thanos? Jim.
Jim Lee?
No, he's an artist. Stratahan. I think he's... Coming back, Thanos. He did him way back in the day. And then the artist is the one who did in the Infinity Gauntlet series. So that's
such a good series.
Epic kind of. That's probably the biggest notice Thanos has ever gotten in comics is the Infinity Gauntlet. It's a big deal, you know. Nice ring.
Thanos, man, he kills
awesome glue.
Half the
everyone.
World. Yeah.
This whole arc will be his full story. Yeah. He's pissed.
Yeah.
And he's gonna get his revenge.
But Adam saves the day.
And then, there's also...
Not me, the Warlock, Adam.
Yeah. Same person.
From the guys who created the Powers, the Eisner winner, the award-winning comic.
Uh-huh.
Those guys are bringing out the United States of Murder, Inc.
That's Michael Bendis.
Michael Owing and Brian Michael Bendis.
Yeah. And it's a look back. If organized crime had never been busted up by the government, where it would be today and the figures in it now...
Crime's big right now because you have Brubaker's fatale.
Yeah.
And this is big news because if you haven't read Powers is one of the best series.
It won the Eisner Awards.
Yeah.
It swept the awards.
About PlayStation.
Yeah.
So this
is the next big comic that will maybe possibly creep into TV and movies.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. So, look out for United States of Murder, Inc. It should be freaking epic. Look at, you know, organized crime. Painkiller Jane, the 22 Brides.
Gosh, she hasn't been around.
She's back.
Like forever.
She's back with a new four-part special run or whatever.
Yeah.
She's in a retirement home now. And
it's romance, romance and chaos. That's
romance.
What romance.
It's romance.
I hate y'all. This is romance. Kind of movie news, but it's anime, so I kind of lumped it in there. What's Miyazaki's studio Ghibli?
Yeah.
They announced earlier in the last year, December, that this year would have been is going to be their first year where they're going to release two movies together. It would have been the first time since '88, but they've had some issues getting stuff finished. So they're bumping that, and only one will be released this year.
What?
So the other one will be crept into 2015, but it makes 2015 possible as that's the year when they'll do it. But, yeah, the team announced a couple of days ago that they have split the movies next year.
That's fine.
Not to sound racist. giant-size Spider-Man, number one. He's back in high school.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's it.
When was Giant Size Spider-Man the last
years
time?
Ago. Yeah. Years ago. Like, almost a decade. So, I brought up the Guardians of the Galaxy, and comic book news is done.
Comic book releases.
I just did the releases.
Okay, good.
That was releases in the
you didn't
I didn't give dates. They're all coming out. It's fine.
You didn't even say Star-Lord. You were talking about talk about it, and you never did.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy have created a whole new series that'll kick off next, whatever the next Tuesday is when all comics, the 4th?
Yes.
Yes. It'll come out then. Sam Humphries is the writer with Paco Medina on art. Paco's done a shit ton of stuff.
Paco.
Yeah.
Paco. Paco's legit. So Paco. It should look really cool. And it's titled Legendary Star-Lord. So it'll be his full story and, you know, kumbaya. It's for all you...
star that says ironic.
No, you know, it's kind of like a Western in outer space type thing. It's very not Farscape. What's Joss Whedon?
Firefly.
It's very Firefly-esque. But he's in, you know, Guardian of the Galaxy, too.
Cool.
There it goes. There you go. That's good stuff.
Good stuff. Let's move on to Andrew with TV news and TV TV airings and
related debuts.
Thank you, Gotti.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the TV world. First off, Lifetime has just greenlit a reality show about nuns called The Sisterhood. Sort of in the vein of the same company that does Breaking Amish.
The real nuns of...
Yeah. The real nuns of... Yeah.
Is Ruby the host? I hope so.
That should be interesting. Let's see what
the real house nuns of Abbott.
It's like everyone gets a show. For you House of Cards fans, they've decided to keep filming in Maryland. There was some debate and people were furious in Maryland.
What, are you going to take House of Cards away from us?
No, it's staying there for the next season. Gossip Girl EP, John Stevens, signs a 2-year deal with WB and joins Gotham. An overall deal of producing and stuff like that. And so he'll take over EP role on Gotham while developing some other shows for him. On the same front, Mitch Hurwitz... just signed a 2-year deal with Netflix.
Who's Mitch Hurwitz?
Mitch Hurwitz is the creator of Arrested Development. And he signed a 2-year deal that's going to allow him to create several shows for Netflix.
Sweet.
it's good news.
Yeah, yeah. For you Scandal fans out there, Columbus Short, unfortunately, will not be back for season 4.
No!
Season 3, his role was diminished severely, and at the in the season finale, apparently his life is up in the air whether or not he survives. And apparently, spoiler, he doesn't.
Oh,
spoiler.
Allison Hannigan is going to be joining Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's pilots called More Time with Family with Tom Pappas. So
that's Allison Hannigan was in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, and she was talking about she was hoping to get a time off, but it sort of the script sort of fell in her lap, and she decided why not.
Ooh.
And you know, so Tom Pappas will play. You know, More Time with Family is pretty much going to take stories from Ben and Matt's real life and their family issues they have, and Tom Pappas is going to play an amalgamation of both of them. Yeah. They just announced that Seth Meyers is going to be hosting the Emmys.
Good for him.
For NBC, since he just moved to the late night spot that Jimmy Fallon used to have.
Yeah.
And they feel that he needs to build a fan base, and they're hoping that the Emmys will help him do that. Meg Ryan has joined How I Met Your Dad as the pretty much the Bob Saget role from How I Met Your Mother. So she's going to be the narrator of the show.
Meg Ryan.
I'm glad we don't have to see her.
So, well...
she's scary looking?
Yeah, is her voice...
Well, Bob Saget's voice is completely different from, you know...
I know, but...
Josh Radnor. So Greta Gerwig plays the Josh Radnor character, and so Meg Ryan's going to be doing her voiceover.
That's great news. We don't get to see her.
At the Parks and Rec ended this past week, and it did a time jump 3 years in the future. And Michael Schur, the VP, said that...
Office! Sorry.
Did that happen in The Office?
The Office do that too?
The original. It was like 6 months.
But yeah, Michael Schur said that, you know, due to this, he feels that next season is probably going to be its last. And so we'll see you... Sort of, we'll get the wrap-ups and all the characters finally. So that should be interesting. X-Men writer Simon Kinberg, who wrote the latest installment, X-Men Days of Future Past, has been talking about 20th Century Fox taking the X-Men to TV again. Since 20th Century Fox owns not only the X-Men, they also own X-Force, Deadpool, and New Mutants properties. They want to sort of do what Marvel's doing with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and sort of expand the universe on TV. And hopefully, possibly do what they do in Netflix also, because, you know, Netflix has several properties from Marvel coming out too. So they want to take advantage of all these characters they have that they don't necessarily want to spend $300 million on making a big budget movie, where they can sort of tell the stories of these other characters, sort of like in a procedural, like comic books do.
Yeah.
So
I like Deadpool as a TV show.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Kind of like what WB's been doing for the last 8 years.
Arrow and Flash.
But cooler. Not as stupid.
Because it's Marvel and DC.
Because we're better, man.
Some interesting news. Basic Cable released its most played films of the month, and you'll never guess the list.
Miss Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire's number one on the most played films of the past month on cable. And running off that top five list is She's All That, Juno, Austin Powers, Goldmember, and Ice Age.
I'm confused. Is that people that have bought that or purchased that?
It's the number of times it was played.
It's the number of times it was played on
cable. So the networks are just screwing with people's minds by...
Hello!
So we got great last
week, or 2 weeks ago, about Miss Doubtfire.
That is getting it, yeah. So they write off that.
Refreshing people's memories.
This should be all forgot. Robin Williams is good. There he is.
Pierce Brosnan.
Nat Geo has announced that they will be doing a docu-series called 90s, The Last Great Decade? Question mark? Narrated by Rob Lowe.
Oh,
yay!
Great choice for 90s.
Get excited by that. So yeah, people are thinking this will probably just be sort of like I Love the 90s VH1 type show.
It's Nat Geo, though. Nat Geo's really good.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see
what they do with that.
I bet you it's like really cool.
Yeah, I hope so.
As good as Whitney Houston, Super Bowl singing.
MTV has announced some of its shows that have gotten picked up and shows that are coming out in the next season for them, including The Real World's going to be back for its 30th season, which is ridiculous. And they also announced that the producers of Buckwild are doing a series in Alaska called Slednecks. Rednecks with a sled in it. Slednecks, which is pretty much the same premise of Buckwild. We're friends in Alaska, out in the wilderness, doing crazy stuff.
When can reality TV just go away?
Probably never.
When reality goes away, bro.
Right?
Man.
Is this real life?
And
where are we?
Twilight Zone.
You don't have to worry, Brian, because you don't have television. You just have the internet.
That's true.
The internet.
This past week, an interview with Carlton Kuz.
Kuz was
talking about ABC's starting to talk to him about possibly rebooting Lost.
Oh, so they can finally end it correctly? Why would they want to do that?
And how, in his terms, how that would be successful, because, you know, NBC is rebooting Heroes, and so it's only inevitable. Lost was a huge moneymaker for ABC. He said that it's only inevitable that they want to approach him about something they're not doing.
Matthew Fox isn't doing anything right now, so...
But, he said that if anything, it's going to be hard because there's a lot of mystery in the original that you're not going to get again. And so he said that if anything, he would pitch them doing a sort of prequel from that group, sort of like, you know, the Desmond and all those before they actually got to the island. So all the stuff, all the history of the island before.
But who cares?
Yeah.
I do.
So,
I
don't know.
They ruined it. They can come back and redo it or give me something else.
We'll see if it happens.
If they're doing it for Heroes, for God's sakes, why not Lost? If Heroes crap can come back in our life, Lost gold.
Nothing official yet, but he said that there are some rumblings of, you know, ABC's.
How do you disagree with Lost, to show that you did like, but now you wouldn't want to see more, but. Shit show.
I don't
want to
see it rebooted.
Like,
Heroes, I could see, because there's such a bigger expanded universe with Heroes you can do. And with Lost, they just basically got everything out. That why do we need to revisit
that? Didn't get any of Desmond's story. I could see a whole prequel edition making it spooky.
We definitely got Desmond's
story. We get the
story.
Whole Dharma Initiative, the full story.
Like the book
that would be awesome.
The book that came out.
Rousseau's real story for 20 years being on the island? Totally watch that.
But for
spooky,
man.
Oh, at least a couple of series.
It's
a lot better than Heroes. Heroes are crap.
I'm not saying that Heroes is good. I just think
you want to see Batman and Superman, but you wouldn't want to see Lost rebooted.
Yes, I'd rather see Batman.
That's retarded.
That is not.
That's retarded.
That is not retarded.
We're gonna argue about
it. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. There's nothing firm yet, but there's whispers. The whispers in the wind right now. So that's my news.
I have one more bit of TV news. It looks like Friday the 13th, it's going to be remade as a movie, but they're also wanting to remake the TV series as well.
Oh, great.
Because Friday the 13th was a TV series, as well as Nightmare on Elm Street was, too. But Friday the 13th, they're trying to reboot it as a TV series as well, with Jason Voorhees.
Nice, nice.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully
so,
his mom also.
That'd be cool if they rebooted
our TV releases. We have a lot come up this month because the regular spring schedule is coming to an end.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of new shows, summer shows coming out, which started this week. We had Bad Teacher premiere.
That's with Ari Grainer.
Ari Grainer, yeah.
It's based off the movie.
Based off the movie.
With, what's her name, Cameron Diaz, which they're making a sequel to.
Yeah, and it's... It was released this week, as well as another show called Black Box.
Black Box.
Which
is a
procedural for ABC with...
It's not a pilot movie?
I can't remember. It's a producer from Lost or something like that. Or, you know, someone that's involved with...
Black Box.
J.J. Abrams in some respect. But it's a medical procedure about a brilliant bipolar neurologist working in a high-end facility.
Interesting.
Then we also... Monk. Had this past week...
House Monk.
Moon Boy, a series that stars Chris O'Dowd, started back up again on Hulu.
Season two
of that.
Wasn't that show on HBO? Did he have a show on HBO?
That's Family Tree.
Oh, yeah, Family Tree.
Family
but
Tree.
It's gone. Also, on Sunday, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver premieres. It's an HBO comedy news talk show with John Oliver who...
Then it happens on Sunday.
It happens on
Sunday.
Basically, it's like
so
Bill
Maher.
Or it's like The Daily Show, but once a week.
It happens
on Sunday.
Before 11, it's going to be on the news.
Sunday.
It's going to be on next Sunday.
Not 24/7. Great commercial.
Then on Tuesday, April 29th, USA has a new series called Playing House coming out, which is another original comedy series following Sirens. It's with starring comedians Jessica St. Clair and Lennon.
They're back again?
Yeah. And but it's also got, you know, it's got like a few other people. It's got, you know, it's got Keegan Michael Key from Key and Peele, and a few other people. And then we have on TLC starting May 3rd. We have OMG EMT.
I'm sorry, what?
OMG EMT, a new reality show about some, the life of some EMTs.
Who cares?
Very exciting.
Is this like Scrubs Gone Wrong? What the hell is this?
Then on Spike, May 4th, we have struggling called Hungry Investors, which takes struggling restaurants, compete for an investment to try to impress panel judges.
It's basically that a Shark Tank, but
yeah,
with restaurant.
But bar, it concludes Bar Rescue's John Taffer and Chef John Besh. May 5th is a huge day because we have the return of two of our favorite shows. So, yeah, 24 starts up again. Live Another Day. Get excited. It's new, the new 12-episode reboot. Finds Kiefer Sutherland 4 years later in London. So, get excited.
What else we got?
You also got Louis. Louis starts up again and on FX.
Awesome.
He's back. He's back. Then we have... Catfish TV show starts up Wednesday, May 7th again. Comedy Bang Bang and Marin also start up that week on Thursday, May 8th.
For Catfish, they're teasing that some girl catfished a whole town. So
then we have on Sunday, May 11th, we have the start of Penny Dreadful, a show on Showtime that looks really great, with the starring Eva Green and Josh Hartnett. It looks a little creepy. I'm excited about it. As well as the trailer, the actual miniseries, Rosemary's Baby starts up.
With Thandie Newton.
Yeah, with Thandie Newton. And
we'll see how that goes.
She's quality.
And actually, it's not Thandie Newton. It's Zoe Saldana.
Oh, why don't you just...
It's not Thandie Newton. It's Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
I get them confused.
And with the Patrick
Race.
And Patrick J. Adams from Suits.
They look the exact same.
They do look great.
And then... you have Riot starts up on Fox. Formerly titled Slideshow. It's the Steve Carell produced show.
Also, you have Gang-related coming out on Fox.
Let's see. Then Maya Rudolph has a variety show coming out on May 19th.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette also starts up on May 19th. And then
because we're excited about that.
Yeah, who cares?
May 22nd, Adam.
Wait, didn't The Bachelor die?
A contestant that was on The Bachelor died.
That's what I'm talking about. We need more of that.
On May 22nd, we have Gang Related, which Adam was talking about. It was a crime procedural that centers on an elite LAPD task force charged with suppressing gang activity, with Ramon Rodriguez from Charlie's Angels, and Lost Terry O'Quinn is going to be starring.
Wow.
So we'll see. Yeah. CW's got a miniseries called Labyrinth.
Not based on the
No.
But David Bowie is in it.
Is there a Minotaur in it?
It's based on Kate Moss's novel.
And
then Last Comic Standing starts up again as well. J.B. Smoove takes over the competition.
J.B. Smoove is
the best news I've heard.
And there's Normal Heart, a movie.
Yeah. AIDS movie on HBO starring Michael Pula.
Pass.
That rhymed a little. I don't know why.
They're driving a car and the commercial looks weird.
And then on May 27th, we have I Want to Marry Harry. It's a reality show competition on Fox.
Boo.
Finds 12 women who believe that they're going to become English royalty by the end of this reality show competition.
I think Brian summed it up.
They think they're marrying Prince
Harry.
And now
you know why Brian is not on television.
Boo.
And then... then there's The Night Shift, starting up on NBC. It's an ensemble drama.
Wait, is
not
this like Night Court?
I wish.
I wish.
It's not a hospital in San Antonio. So that should be interesting.
San Antonio?
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to the Alamo, boring.
Oh, you'll be excited about this, Brian. The Will Wheaton Project starts up for the first time.
Will Wheaton.
He hosts a Kurt pop culture and science.
Hi, I'm Mr. Crusher.
We love you, Will Wheaton. We're excited to see you.
Will Wheaton.
And then May 29th, May 30th, we have several other shows that probably aren't going to be that great. Undateable, Bill Lawrence produced comedy from
Scrubs fame.
I like Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia is fun.
What's he been in?
He was on Whitney.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then Crossbones, 18th century pirate movie was starring.
See, why don't you start out with that one? That one's actually good.
You think so?
I am Blackbeard. Blackbeard.
And then you have Netflix has Derek, Ricky Gervais comedy.
Yeah. Derek's been out.
Where do the drugs?
Right?
It's another
second. It's about season. The guy. Who's
the second season, six
slow.
Episodes.
Where were the drugs going?
And yes, so that is our.
XOTV, that's a lot of TV.
Yeah,
I won't watch 10% of that.
Real World 30.
That was probably only about 20% of
the
stuff we're getting.
All right, thank you all.
Sounds like a bunch of crap.
Moment we've all been waiting for. Movie news and movie releases.
Movie news. Top story, Steven Spielberg is planning on to direct the adaptation of Roald Dahl's classic BFG for DreamWorks. That's one of the only adaptations.
What does BFG stand for?
Big Friendly Giants.
Correctamundo.
And, so he's in the pipeline to direct it. But first, he said he's probably going to be directing a Cold War thriller starring Tom Hanks.
Which we talked about last week.
Yes. And so the last iteration of BFG had the screenwriter of E.T. attached to it. And so we're not sure if they're using that script or starting
with it. I think they're going to use that, and then Kathleen Kennedy's going to produce. That's the three team for E.T., so could we see, like, an E.T.-type opus from Spielberg again? He needs one.
Maybe Henry Thomas will come do the motion capture for the BFG.
That would be great. That is big news.
Yeah, then we have a whole bunch of weird movies that have been announced this week. First up... it's the 50th anniversary of the creation of a Small World attraction at Disney. So appropriately, they're making a movie based on it.
Haven't they been trying to do that for a long time?
They hired John Turteltaub, who I think...
the gods love that idea. Wow.
I think he did National Treasure, right? So he's been hired to script it as well
Nicholas
as
Cage.
Direct it.
He's a National
Treasure. So look out for that, because they're going to do it kind of... They said since the Lego movie has grossed... So much money. They're going to possibly do something in that style. Also, another weird movie that was announced. Peeps Marshmallow Candies is getting a movie.
Jesus Christ.
And it's surprisingly being spearheaded by...
What are you writing?
By director Adam Rifkin, who did Detroit Rock City and Underdog.
Can't say that on the radio. Not on the internet.
And then also... just announced was Jim and the
Holograms
have gotten their cast, and John M. Chu is directing it. The cast includes Audrey Peoples, who's best known for a role in Nashville, and she's playing Jim. Then you also have Disney star Stephanie Scott playing Jim's sister, Kimber.
Nobody knows
Aurora Pernew from Little Liars is playing Shanna. And Hayley Kiyoko...
Do you realize who's sitting with you?
Yeah, nobody
gives a shit.
Just say that they have their cast.
They have their cast.
And let's just say that the director directed G.I. Joe.
Oh, that's great.
The first one.
This is
and
your top news?
You're going to love this news, then. Hey, they're making a Barbie movie.
What is he reading his
film? A live-action one?
A live-action one.
My God, who
is
going to
be written by
that?
Jenny Bix, who did Rio 2 and What a Girl Wants. So maybe it's going to be Amanda Bynes, is what they're probably saying.
Amanda Bynes? Well, that is like...
She does not look like Barbie.
A complete...
The character will reportedly inhabit roles that play off of the over 150 looks of Barbie over the past 55 years.
Hey, she's a doctor. Tomorrow she's a whore. Let's move on.
In other less girl-centric news, Morgan Spurlock's production company, Warrior Poets, has partnered with indie distributors Virgil Films to give us a label Morgan Spurlock Presents. And
that's
the
cool.
First in the film series is A Brony's Tale, which I was happy to report on about.
I actually did an interview for
Dudes
the movie.
Who Love My Little Pony.
I'm telling you, that's going to be an excellent documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait to adapt it for an actual movie.
Brony's documentary? Holy shit.
Then there's two more that are slated so far. It's called The Story of Roman and Nero. And also,
I think his name is Robert De Niro.
Close. And where is it?
What are you doing? It's too long.
I don't know. Yeah, so
let's look at him his glasses.
Yeah, my glasses.
Read the words.
So moving on from Morgan Spurlock news, we have finally Bennett Miller's Foxcatcher is finally going to be coming to the big screen. Sony Pictures Classics has announced a November 14th release date for it. It's Bennett Miller who did Moneyball. It's his Oscar effort with Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo, and Steve Carell in almost an unrecognizable role playing John DuPont, who was like the eccentric billionaire who created like a wrestling ring in his house and ended up actually killing the wrestler that was his friend and confidant, played by Channing Tatum. So it's a really cool movie that I'm really fun to excited to see finally. Moving on, we have
finally excited to see you.
We have a new comedy starring Tina Fey and Amy Poehler that has been dated for December 18th, 2015. It is called The Nest, and it's about two disconnected sisters cleaning out their parents' family home who throw one last high school rager.
You have some weird...
It's
December.
It was, you know... I got this movie from a girl's blog.
Go to the Hobbit news. What was the Hobbit news that came out this week? Peter Jackson.
Tina Fey.
I didn't actually even
Amy Poehler.
Peter Jackson starring in
the Hobbit.
New Hobbit movie, which was going to be titled Hobbit There and Back Again, has now been retitled to Hobbit the Battle of the Seven.
Five Armies.
Smart choice there, guys.
Yes.
Is there five armies or seven? Who knows?
What, are we walking in this one?
Moving on to other non girl centric
movies. Thank God. What was
Mark Miller, who any comic book he does basically is getting picked up for the film adaptation, just announced that his new. Comic book MPH, miles per hour. If you
Neil Patrick Harris,
yes, close. It's being picked up by Fox. It's basically about four kids who get super speed for like a week, and then I guess pull off some heists. And it's going to be coming.
It's kind of like the Chronicle. Coming.
Pull off some heists and some panties.
He just recently showed footage from his movie Secret Service. And also announced that Superior was Brian, you're distracting over there. It was also announced. And anyone who saw Man on a Wire about Phil Petit, they're actually making a narrative version of that.
Really?
And they just
that's cool.
With Robert Zemeckis, and it's going to be called To Reach the Clouds. And right now it has Joseph Gordon-Levitt playing Philip Petit.
Oh, cool.
And also they announced the supporting cast, which is going to be Ben Kingsley, James Badgedale, and Charlotte
LaBelle. Sir Ben Kingsley.
So it has a pretty good cast, and it's going to be interesting.
Kingsley is the building. Sir, damn it.
Do you have the Len Wiseman news about Black Chapter?
No, I don't want to. Talk about that.
What's wrong with Len Wiseman? You brought up effing Barbie, but not Len Wiseman?
I won a big piece of news for Gotti.
Oh.
Gotti,
if this is Superman.
Superman vs. Batman news.
That movie!
Guess what? They added Cyborg to the movie.
He's black.
Yeah.
I'm
theater actor Ray Fisher has been cast as Cyborg in Batman vs. Superman.
I thought it was supposed to be our boy Michael Johnson.
He just finished playing Muhammad Ali on the stage.
I thought he was playing Apollo Creed.
I think it's someone else.
Oh, Ray Fisher is Ali on stage. I have heard he's really good.
Who so he's playing a Cyborg.
No, Michael Johnson's playing Apollo Creed.
Michael Johnson?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan?
Jordan.
Jesus Christ.
Michael Johnson, the track star.
Michael B. Jordan.
Do you want to say that movie news about Len Wiseman?
I've got a couple things. Yeah, Len Wiseman, the director of the Underworld movies and the terrible remake of Total Recall, has been asked to direct a sci-fi movie called Black Chapter with Zach Penn writing. Zach Penn did X-Men The Last Stand. Yeah. But Black Chapter is sort of an FBI agent drawn to the secret military program where spies train in paranormal abilities. That is, so we can expect that. We could probably expect his wife to be in it somehow in slow motion. Big names have also been added to Jon Favreau's Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, yeah.
Idris Elba, Scarlett Johansson, and Lupita
Nyong.
Chef looks really good.
Chef is. It's on my list of movies coming out.
A TV series that you forgot to mention that just got announced. Max Brooks, the author of World War Z and Zombie Survival Guide, they're bringing his book Extinction Parade to TV series.
Really?
Yes.
That'll be fun.
So yeah, that is the news. So, that is the news from everybody. Let's do the releases.
Never give him movies again.
But you better. All right, let's go with movie releases, guys. Friday, May 2nd is a big day because Amazing Spider-Man 2 comes out.
Ooh.
It's a top release for that week.
Oh, yeah, three villains, great. The trailer's been looking pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. It's pretty good.
Because the trailer tells how good
it's
good.
It's good.
It's good. Okay, good.
I like it. I'll talk to you more about it.
Dane DeHaan looks amazing.
You also have the comedy.
I do like him.
The comedy Walk of Shame with Elizabeth Banks, which looks actually pretty good. A little far-fetched, but you know.
She's great.
Oh, she's totally great.
She's great.
You also have Belle coming out in a limited release, which is a period piece.
Hot women.
Like a period piece? Like a...
No.
Whoa.
From a different time period.
That's Brian's strike twirl of you.
Different type of movie.
Period piece. Your period and you.
Brian Kluger film.
A bloody mess of a movie. Let's move on.
The Protector 2 is coming out finally, guys. If you have
Tom Yong Goon 2?
The Protector.
What?
Say it slowly. Tom Yong Goon. Is it Ong Bak guy, Tony Jaa? Yeah, that's Tom Yong Goon too.
Okay, calm down.
Tom Yong Goon.
You're sounding the racist over there.
I know where we're going to lunch.
Tom
Yong
Goon. Pima Sendung Gatu.
He just took it to that next level.
He did.
I didn't. I actually said the correct title of it.
He did.
That was me. It was you, Brian.
That was me.
The racist for today on that side of the table.
Coming up.
Yellow King.
Hey.
Still a great joke.
Let me hear a little priest.
Oh, my God.
Okay, May 9th.
Oh, my God.
We have Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return.
Wait, what?
Because Wizard of Oz is now open source. Anyone can make a Wizard of Oz movie. This is an animated movie.
I don't think it's the title of the movie.
Legend of Oz, Dorothy's Return. Yes.
No, the last part. Now that everyone can just make a movie.
And everyone can make a Wizard of Oz movie now. It's open source.
That's not part of the title.
Aw. That's not. I'm working on one.
He missed that joke.
I'm on your side, ass.
I hate you.
Dorothy in Oz.
My brain ain't functioning right now, guys.
I'm talking about
Dorothy in
Oz.
A period piece.
No, Dorothy in Oz, an HBO show.
Oh. We also have Neighbors with Zac Efron and Seth Rogen.
Not Finding
Neighbors.
Didn't that have a bad ending?
Well, you know, it's not the ending you really want.
Touchy-feely?
It's not bad. It's all right. You also have Mom's Night Out comedy. Anybody? No.
Right?
That's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right?
Is she in it? I don't know.
Mom's Night Out?
Yeah. Or Patricia Heaton.
You're just saying things right now.
One of those two ladies is in it.
And then you mentioned Chef is going to be out.
What?
Chef.
Is that
John Favreau's little indie comedy he made, huh?
Are they doing a screen of that?
But Shane,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is that, too.
You also have The Devil's Knot, which is the dramatization of West Memphis 3. But as told by the
more like the
wife's story, which I heard is actually not.
We're like, Devil's not going to see that movie.
Yeah.
Guys, we've told the entire story four times. Let's tell someone else's story.
We also have The Hornet's Nest coming out that week, which is supposed to be pretty good. War. Doc. We're doing a premiere at the Angelica.
War.
Yeah, Angelica.
Then you have John Slattery's God's Pocket coming out.
It's got some good festival
coverage. Then you have Palo Alto by
James Franco.
Another Kazan, the youngest.
Zoe?
Not Zoe. It's her sister. I can't remember.
Elian's daughter.
That was based on James Franco's book.
So this is Elian's Lance's daughter.
Then you also have The Double, which is Rich Ayud's new movie with Jesse Eisenberg.
That guy is quality.
Yeah. Jesse Eisenberg?
No, Richard Ayud.
He's
Submarine.
Great. Roy? Yeah.
Raw.
Put that.
And he was the funniest bit about, what was that Ben Stiller movie with the damn alien?
Neighborhood Watch.
He was,
now, I guess it's called The Watch.
The Watch. Right. He was the best part of it.
I'll just split this up.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
And then Friday, May 16th, we got
an hour.
Godzilla finally coming to theaters.
That's great.
Gareth Edwards. Godzilla.
It's great.
Cranston.
It's It's great.
Aaron Johnson. Lizzie Colson.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to see it.
We also have John Hamm in Million Dollar Arm, Disney's movie. It's actually pretty good. It's written by Tom McCarthy,
right.
Who did Wind Waker and Station Agent.
It's based on a real story.
Yeah, it's quite endearing. And also for Brian, you have Wolf Creek 2.
About rape.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll see any horror movie released once.
And also, you have The Immigrant with Joaquin Phoenix and Martin Colliard. It's
a serious movie.
It's the guy who did other movies with We Own the Night and...
which wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever, moon on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Barbie you linger over, but this stuff...
May 23rd, X-Men, Days of Future Past.
It's going to be a start of the summer. Start of summer.
It's going to be the start of the summer.
Spider-Man's the start of summer on May 2nd. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, so I say this month, the start of the summer.
Then you also have...
Brian's not looking
blended with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore reuniting for the.
You know what? That's going to be better than X-Men too.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's they go to South Africa. I think
this
be
is X-Men
Nation
of Japan.
Just because you're from
X-Men
South Africa,
it's
going to be a bigger movie.
It's going to be a bigger movie.
You're terrible.
Who's directing Days of Past?
Brian Singer.
I think I won my argument.
No, you didn't.
I did. Thank you.
No, you
go
didn't.
Home.
No, you didn't.
Wait, we argued. Go. Move on.
Then on Friday, May 30th, we have Maleficent coming out with
Angelina Jolie.
Also, Seth MacFarlane's back with A Million Ways to Die in the West.
It's great.
Could be quality. Maybe
not. Probably not.
Brian doesn't look amused. Brian's definitely not amused by any of these movies.
You also have Filth, which Brian...
Very excited about that.
He's renouncing
great
movies on television.
Trainspotting... Basically, part two.
As well as Night Moves, starring Jesse Eisenberg and Dakota Fanning as some...
it looks good.
Anarchists.
Looks good.
And
I like the movie called The East.
So that is movie releases for May.
Excellent. We've officially fired Adam from talking about news and reviews from now on.
I thought you recovered, but Brian didn't think so.
Just messing with you.
No, he's not.
I am definitely messing with
you. We're moving this entire house, guys. See you guys later.
If you're still listening, those are all of our releases
and
news.
Trust me.
There's tons more. Well,
if you are, thank you.
Yes, thank you. There's a lot.
After Brian started with his video game news.
Now you can
It all went downhill.
Maybe we start with movie news and television news first next time, guys.
We'll see. We'll roll the dice. We'll roll our 20-sided die and see how it rolls.
Kill yourself now.